You wrote a play produced off-Broadway. What was the name of the play?
Trespasses.
Trespasses.
Yes.
And what was that about?
When I was about 2 years old, until I was about eight, my uncle sexually molested me. This was my mother's sister's husband. I had told my mother about it at some point, and I asked her years later, why didn't you stop it? And she said, well, I talked to Virginia, and I thought she would stop it. But because my mother drank, she always dumped me onto Bill and Virginia because they had an only child. And she wanted to go drink. She didn't care really what happened to me. So he continued to molest me, and he would find ways to do that. I remember one time they were having a party at my mother's house, and they were playing some music, and he wanted to go get his drums. My aunt was going to go with him, and I got in the back seat because I was wanting to go when I was about five or six or something, because I was always wanting to go somewhere. Well, he found a way to pick a fight with her. She jumps out of the car and slams the door, and he takes off with me. He had set it up so he could be alone with me, takes me to their house and molests me. And then, you know, he's always setting up situations where he could have me by myself. And I remember after I was married and had my son, who was about five, Bill wanted to take him to get some ice cream. And I said, no, he doesn't need any ice cream. He said, come on, I'm going to get him some ice cream. And I said, I want ice cream. I said, no, he's not going to take you to get ice cream. Bill got mad at me, and he said, I want it. I said, I don't care what you want. You're not taking. And I think everybody in that room knew what I was doing. I was protecting my son. And Bill, I think he didn't molest the little boys, but I wasn't going to take the chance. So I said, we're going anyway. I said, we're going now. And my husband didn't even know. I hadn't told my husband.
As an adult, you never did face him with what he had done to you between the ages of 2 and 8.
No. But, you know, he always liked new cars, Cadillacs and stuff like that, and gold watches. He came to New York with his grandson, who is really a great musician. They came to New York 20, 25 years ago. They were going to a jazz concert. They came up, and I went to see them down in Central Park. I could tell that Bill wasn't happy. He seemed just really depressed. It was kind of misty, and when they got up and walked away, it was almost like a postcard. He walked away, and I thought, I'll never see him alive again. About a month later, I got the phone call that he had driven to the lake in his new Cadillac, left the door open. He couldn't swim. He walked out to the middle of the lake and drowned himself. So I guess there was some heavy guilt there.
Yeah. So this play, Trespasses, is that about this experience you've talked about?
It was my experience of a little girl being molested. It was really difficult to show on stage a molestation of a child. So I decided to go with an invisible child. I had the adult, Maggie was the name of the child, off to one side, and she was relating her memories about her childhood. She talked about the molestation scene. The uncle says, now here, Maggie, take your panties off. And then he freezes. She is talking like a child. And she says, why, Uncle? I can't remember what I called him. Uncle whatever, what are you doing? If someone in the audience has been molested, they don't have to see the child. They identify with it. I did it at the TOMY Theater in New York, and TOMY stands for Theater, Opera, and Music Institute. It's a little off-Broadway theater on, I think, 73rd Street behind the Dakota apartment house where John Lennon was killed. We ran there for 16 performances. I came out of one of the performances, and I saw a woman leaning against the wall, white as a sheet. I said, what's the matter? And she said, I know this has happened to me. She said, I can't remember it, but I know it's happened to me. And she was just bawling. Yeah. There were so many women who told me, thank you for writing this, and I felt so grateful. It was filled up almost every night.
How did you get it produced? It takes money to do that.
Well, I had a friend named Don Signori, who is a director. He had plays produced before, and somehow he came up with $25,000. I don't know, and I didn't ask, and it just fell into my lap. So I said, let's go with it. So he did it. It was just wonderful.
It ran 16 times. Was that more than you thought it was going to run?
In New York, the theater requirements are very stringent. If you have a 99-seat house, you can only do 16 performances. If you have a 100-and-some-odd, you can do so many performances and on like that. So that was the most that we could do. Don Signori was a wonderful cook, and he had been a dancer and was very svelte. He added music to the background. Unfortunately, he died of AIDS because he was gay.